Lastimai, and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show, where as usual I'll be playing all the best folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. Here's a slice of folk rock with a modern twist to get us started.
Thank you.
That was False Lights with Polly on the Shore from their album Salver. It was a great album from 2015, their first, and I love those stripped back production and the classic guitar tones from Sam Carter and Jim Murray. Vocals are also by Sam Carter. Now for some acoustic guitar. Two tunes from Mark Lawrence's album, Skillion e Guitar, one written by Mark and one by Sister Katie, High Tide and Direct. Great playing by Mark there, and we're plotting a visit by the Lawrence's clan to the studio sometime soon. Oh, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brooks Williams, and you're listening to The Folk Show on Manx Radio. This is a track from my new album, Ready for the Times, featuring Aaron Catlow on the fiddle. And this is a song called If You Want the Rainbow, You Gotta Have the Rain.
Thank you. Take your share of troubles, face it and don't complain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain. Happiness comes in double after a little pain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain. And if your love affair should break up, as they sometimes will, when you kiss and you make up, honey, that's a thrill. Sadness ends in gladness. Showers are not in vain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain. Love affair should break up, as they sometimes will, when you kiss and you make up, honey, that's a thrill. Be a cheerful loser, you have the world to gain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain. If you want the rainbow, you must have the rain.
That was Brooks Williams and Aaron Catlow from their album Ready for the Times. I hope that any of you that came to the Institute in Laxey for Aaron's gig with his other musical partner Kit Hawes on Saturday night had a great time. Brooks and Aaron will be coming over again in the end of September next year. And as usual, I'll let you know about that and any other upcoming folky and roots gigs nearer the time. Someone else who's coming over to the island very soon for the Trad Music Weekend from October the 21st to the 23rd, and I'll tell you more about that nearer the time, is the harmonica, melodeon and probably any other instrument he touches genius Will Pound. Last year at Shrewsbury Folk Festival, one of my favourite concerts was an early afternoon one by Will and a star-studded band playing music and poetry from his A Day Will Come project, where he learnt tunes from each of the 27 EU member states. I found it a deeply moving concert as the music and poetry celebrated what the UK was leaving behind. And from that album, I've chosen Carper and Varen, a Dutch sailing song, and El Candil, which is a Spanish dance. Thank you. really can't recommend that album enough. And if you ever get the chance to go and see Will perform it live with the band, please do go. Now, last week I told you a story about my mum working in the local library, Gisborough Library, up in the northeast, that is, and bringing home discontinued LPs and tapes from the music section there. Here's another one that stuck with me from that time. From the album Popular to Contrary Belief, it's Robin and Barry Dransfield, and a song that's been recorded by many others, but for me, this will always be the definitive version.
As I came in by Huntley Town, one morning for to fee, I met with Bogey of Kearney, and with him I did agree to bide his two best horses, the harrow and the plough, and do anything about the farm that I very well should know. A daughter dear, her name was Isabel, she was the fairest in the valley, and sure I loved her well. And when she went out to walking, she took me for her guide down by the banks of Kearney, watch the small fishes glide. And I put my arm all around her waist, and her feet from her did slide, and it's there I took my will of her at Bogey's waterside. And she swore that she'd never tell of me, and the wild birds wouldn't tell of my lily in the valley, of my primrose in the dell. Now when the first 3 months were gone and past, this lassie lost her bloom, and the red fell from her rosy cheeks, and her eyes began to swoon. And it was just before the term time when Bogey sent for me, and he said with his face as black as night, "It's you I wish to see. And if what my daughter says is true, we no longer shall agree, and it's down the road you'll go right now, and not a penny of your fee." "Well," said I, "me man, you're fairly right," and I hung me head in shame, "but I'd marry her tomorrow morn, and I'd give to her me name." Now when the full 9 months were gone and past, she brought forth to me a son, and it was then that I was sent for to see what could be done. And once more I said that I'd marry her, but no, that wouldn't do, for you're no match for my Bonnie Belle, and she's not a match for you. And so I took my young son in my arms, and joy to him I'll bring, and maybe he'll mean as much to me as the girl that I adore. Bogey, he gets a better match than Bogey. He can tell that it was me that stole the maidenhead from Bogey's bonny bell. And now she's married to a tinker, and she lives in Huntley Town, selling pots and pans and paraffin lamps to all the country around.
Bogey's Bonny Bell by Robin and Barry Dransfield. There's so many great songs on that album. I was on holiday in Cornwall in 2016 and saw that Robin Dransfield was playing his first full-length folk club gig for 25 years at Bodmin Folk Club while we were there, so of course I went along and he played that song. It was magic. Anyway, change of mood and tempo now. This is McClear from their 2021 album, Livewire, and this is Chase the Ace. Thank you. three tunes by Tom Callister there. The band also features two other Manx lads, Adam Rhodes and Dave Kilgallen, and the Scottish drummer Greg Barry. Now, here's one of my favourite tunes, this time from 2006, and it's Salsa Celtica, featuring the wonderful voice of Eliza Carthy. And the song is The Grey Galito.
I must be going, no longer staying. The burning Thames I have to cross. Oh, I will be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the best. Oh, when he came, knelt down gently on a stone, and it's through the pain he has whispered slowly, my darling dear, do you lie alone? She raised her head from a down soft pillow, and snowy were her milk white breasts, saying, who's there, who's there at my bedroom window, disturbing me from my long night's rest. So this young girl rose and put on her clothing, so swift she let her true love in, and it's there they kissed and embraced each other. Through that long night they lay as one. When the fishes fly in love
and the sea runs dry off, and the rocks they melt in the heat of the song.
Sals Celtica there. They were formed in 1995 by Scottish jazz and folk musicians, and they visited Cuba to absorb the musical culture. And I love that sort of blend of the Cuban music and Scottish traditional music. The next song is also from Scotland. It's a track from this year by Scottish singer and songwriter Iona Lane. This caught my attention not just because it's a great song, but also it's about a lovely mountain in Scotland called Schiehallion, the fairy hill of the Caledonians. This was the site of a famous, well, to people like me who studied geology, a famous hill where an early experiment took place to measure the mass of the earth, and that's actually referred to in the song. But it's also a beautiful mountain that I climbed in February 2008 with my old friend Richard from Lyme Regis. Though when Rich visited earlier this year, he had no recollection of climbing that hill. So this one is for Rich and all my old Hull University friends, mostly geologists, but not all, a celebration of the great outdoors.
How do you measure the weight of the earth, the sun, the moon, and all our neighbours? Just an only lonely mountain and tricks of scientific labour. Caught by surprise, mythical animals run untied. How do you measure the weight of the earth, the fairy hill of Caledonia? Summer day spent taking measurements and music made from mathematics. Deep in the pines, mythical animals meet curious minds, with the stars in their place, beneath Schiehallion knows its way. How do you measure the worth of man? They're built of flesh and bones and water. Desire for knowledge sets them aside despite a tendency to falter. Inside the hill, mythical animals inspire human will, and contour lines bind Schiehallion in my mind. What's left to do but to celebrate, knowing what we know from nature? Long into the night, a local fiddler's tune ignites. Alone in the sky, we toast Schiehallion goodbye. We toast Schiehallion. Thank you.
So, what live folk and acoustic music can you go to this week? Get out and support. Well, a few things might not get a mention this week, because actually, as you listen to this, I'm probably in a tapas bar in southern Spain, eating olives and drinking a nice Spanish red. Yes, I've had to pre-record this show a couple of weeks ago, so I'll just mention the regular sessions this time. Of course, there's O'Donnell's in Douglas on a Wednesday night. You might see myself and John Canine down there on a Wednesday night. Ramsey Folk Club on a Thursday night. The Mitre Trad session on Friday night in Ramsey. And the second Sunday, which I think this one will be, is the Manor in Douglas from 12:30 till 4 o'clock. Now that puts me in the mood for some tunes. This is Caroline Keane from her album Shine. She's the ace concertina player from Ireland. Murrow Polka, the Tower Polka, and Mick Duggan's Polka by Caroline Keane from her album Shine. As I said, I'm pre-recording this show. And just a few days ago, it was announced that Paul Sartin had died suddenly at the age of just 51, setting up for a gig. Paul played here on the island at least twice, the first time as a member of Faustus, and the second in the duo Belshazzar's Feast. He's probably best known as one of the key members of Bellowhead. I never spoke to him when he was here, but he seemed to be a gentleman in every sense, and I'm told that he was very interested in and asking lots of questions about Manx music. He was an incredible musician, a choral scholar at Magdalen College, Oxford, sang in the choir of Winchester Cathedral, and more recently alongside performing in Bellowhead, Belshazzar's Feast and Faustus, he's one of those behind the renewed success of Whitchurch Folk Club. He sang and played the oboe and fiddle. Let's hear two pieces of music to remember him. The first one, Faustus, is a song that whose tune was sung by Paul's ancestor Edith Sartin of Dorset, and the second is a Bellowhead encore from their live farewell tour album and DVD, where his oboe sings out loud and clear. It's good night from me, and best wishes to Paul's family and friends. Next week we have a John Canine special. See you then.
I am a brisk lad, but my fortune is bad. And I am most wonderful poor. Oh, indeed, I intend my life for to mend and to build a house down on the moor, my brave boys. And to build a house down on the father, he does keep fat oxen and sheep, and a neat little nag on the downs. In the middle of the night, when the moon shines bright, there's a number of work to be done, my brave boy. There's a number of work to be done. Then I ride all around in another man's land, and I'll claim a fat sheep for my own. Oh, I'll end off his life with the aid of my knife, and then I will carry him home, my brave boys. And then I will carry him home. My children, they will pull the skin from the ewe, and I'll be in a place where there's none. When the constable comes, I'll stand with my gun, and I'll swear all I have is my own, my brave boys. And I'll swear all I have is my own. For I am a brisk lad, but my fortune is bad. And I am most wonderful poor. Oh, indeed, I intend my life for to mend, and to build a house down on the moor, my brave boys. And to build a house down on the
dance the polka. inside the house, the drinks were passed around. The liquor was so strong, my head went round and round. And then we had another drink before we stopped to eat. The liquor was so strong, I quickly fell asleep. And away, Shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? When I awoke next morning, I had an aching head. There was I, Jack, all alone, stuck naked in that bed. My gold watch, my money, my lady friend were gone. There was I, Jack, all alone, stuck naked in that room. And away, Shanty, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York girls, can't you dance the polka? Nothing I could see but a woman shifting apron that were no use to me, with a barrel for a suit of clothes down Cherry Street floor, where Martin Churchill took me in. He sent me round Cape Horn. So say the lads take warning when you land on New York shore. You have to get up early to be smarter than a whore. And away,